Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang by brothers Prem and Sai Prakash. It's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live. And this is Ganesh, and along with me is Bhargav from the Sri Satya Sai Media Center, taking you across to one more new episode of the Veda Jignasa program. And at the outset, we shall all collectively offer our humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet, and with a prayer that every thought, every word and every deed is His inspiration, we shall commence today's episode with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram.
Om Gananantva Ganapati Gumhavamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रुण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनं प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्र्यवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
सुभार्गव Welcome back again after a break of 2 weeks.
Thank you, Ganesh. Yes.
So, before we go into the new stanzas that we are going to take up, just a quick recap of what was done in the previous 2 episodes,
yes,
which you missed out. And I hope all the listeners too missed you a lot.
Is it?
With your beautiful explanations. And we were talking about the two aspects that are majorly highlighted in the Sri Suktam, who are considered to be the children of Mother Lakshmi. One is Kardama, which is called mud, and the other one Chiklita, who is the moisture collector. And we were correlating all these to whatever Swami had explained regarding lotuses, because we are considering Mother Lakshmi as Padma Malinim. Yeah. One who adorns the lotus garland. And what exactly is the lotus that it's being talked of in this particular stanzas? And what Swami had explained about the lotus, the Hridaya Kamalam,
yes,
and how the compassion which is there in every heart, and which is got out by the extremities of that divine love that is there in each one of us. Those were the points that we had covered in the last 2 episodes. And now I think it's now time for us to move on to the next few stanzas.
Anyway, when you talk about the Padma, that is the lotus, even in the next one which we are doing now, we again get this Padma Malini, that word Padma Malini again. And anyway, you have mentioned about Swami and Swami's description of a lotus. If you notice, Ganesh, that wherever you go, our institutions, you can never fail to recognize a lotus being there. Pink in color, yellow, rose and pink in color. And you know, you go to our university, or you go to our hospital, or wherever you go. So there always, I think Swami used to stress a lot on lotus, because lotus is always very special. You know, when we are going through the Sri Suktam, we get so many mentions of this lotus. So we did a small study, you know, Ganesh, both of us, then we found a lot of interesting facets we are able to unravel about the lotus. And coming back to what Swami, anyway, Hridaya Kamalam already told, Swami had mentioned many times in his discourses. But otherwise also, in his actions also, when he used to build anything, he used to make sure without fail, put a lotus on top of it. One thing I remember Swami had told is that it dispels negative vibrations. Means any negativity which is around that place is dispelled by a lotus. The only a symbol of lotus is so powerful. And anyway, needless to say, we all know that lotus has a very special characteristic. It comes from slush. It grows in a slush, but It comes out of slush and is untouched by the mud or slush which is there underneath it. So means, again, that's like a lesson for all of us. Swami always says, lesson for all of us from a lotus which is called Pankaja. Panka means actually slush or mud. Ja means one born out of that. And Jalaja. Jalaja is again from water. Not normal water. Generally, it's muddy water or slushy water. And it's born out of it, but still untouched by that mud. So we should be in the world. You know, such a beautiful, profound statement. Which listen, Swami's lessons are so profound, so simple. He says that seeing the lotus, you should learn that you should be in the world, but not of it. Should not be touched by it. And one more thing is, even a drop of water falls on the petal of a lotus, it doesn't stick, just goes down.
Very beautiful characteristic of the lotus petal.
Yeah. So, these are the things. And then, you know, it's always, you always say, Rajiva Lochana. And, you know, everywhere you have the eyes of the deities compared to a lotus petal. And then, I think I'm tempted to chant this verse. I'm just taking the liberty to go a little further down in Sri Suktam because it's so beautiful and apt now. There's one particular shloka where it says, one mantra. It says, Padma Priye Padmini Padma Haste Padma Laye Padma Dala Yatakshi
Vishwapriye Vishwamanonukule Tvatpada Padmam Mayi Sannidatsva Yasa Padma Sanastha Vipulakatitati Padma Patra Yatakshi Gambhira Vartana Bistana Varanamita Shubhravastrottariya.
So here you just notice that everything about mother is Padma, about lotus. So Padma Priye Padmini Padma Haste Padma Laye Padma Dalaya Takshi means Padmini Padma Priye, she loves a lotus. Padmini Padma Haste, she carries a lotus. Padma Laye Padma Dalaya Takshi means her eyes are like a Padma Dala, like a petal of a lotus. So, you know, everywhere you have this comparison of lotus. So, one thing which struck us is that whenever Swami says that when a devotee has that fullness of devotion in him or her, when the heart is filled with love for God, that lotus is in full bloom, Swami says, Hriday Kamalam, which like how you had mentioned yesterday. So, probably the Padma which we are talking about in Sri Suktam, which the Mantra Drashta is mentioning, is that lotus which is the fully blossomed heart of the devotee, which is offered to the mother.
Exactly. And it is not just the love towards the mother that is blossoming in the heart, but also, as we discussed in the previous week, the listeners must be taking note of it, that's Hrit plus Daya is Hridaya. The heart full of compassion is the residence of the mother.
Yes.
So, the striking feature of mother is nothing but her love, her compassion, her spontaneity to respond to the cry and the wailing of a child.
Yes. So beautifully put. Yeah.
So, as soon as the child cries for the mother, it immediately responds, and it the heart-to-heart connection which binds the mother to her child is that of the beautiful, spontaneous love and compassion that comes forth through her love.
Yeah. And, okay, just coming back to the verse, which, let us chant it once. I think we not chanted it.
Ardram Pushkarinim Pushtim Pingalam Padma Malinim Chandram Hiranmayim Lakshmim Jatavedo Maavaha.
So actually we started this whole conversation going back to Padma Priya is because of Padma Malini. And then Pushkarini. Pushkarini is again, it's a very special pond, a temple pond which we call. We have a Swami Pushkarini in Tirupati, Tirumala. And this very, very sacred, they say that Lord himself blesses those who take bath in that and washes away their sins. So again, it's a very special place where the grace of the Lord or Mother is showered on you. It's a Pushkarini. So one thing is probably the physical body of water which we all can go and take bath. And but if you take it in a different way, like Swami always says, there's always an inner meaning for that. So if you say that, you know, you say that I'm drenched by the love or grace of the Lord, in the devotion to the Lord. So probably that's also a Pushkarni, where when your heart is full of devotion, when your heart is blossomed like with devotion, so you already get that a dip in that Pushkarni of the mother, where you get all your all your desires, no desire is left. You become one with her. There is nothing else to ask for. That's one thing. And then Pushkarni is also, they say, a pond or a lake with lotuses. That's also one thing. So and then we have Padma Malini. So she is a Pushkarni, she is a Padma Malini. So you know, Ganesh, one thought which, you know, both of us felt might be a possibility is that what else, physically she can pluck any number of lotuses and wear, but that is not what a god or a deity or mother is for Swami or for Mother Lakshmi. The most dearest of anything is the heart of the devotee.
Okay. No,
which is very, very special. Because Swami says, I take avatar only because of the pining of the devotees. And only I come only for them. I come only to satisfy their yearning, their pining for me. So is it not a nice thought to think that the Padma Malini, the garland which she wears, is actually the garland of the lotuses of those devotees which have fully blossomed in devotion to her.
Exactly. Because when we try to understand the aspect of devotion and the aspect of worship, what Swami wants us is, Swami always tells, I need the flower of your heart.
Yeah.
Hridaya Pushpam, that has to be offered to God. I am reminded of two beautiful instances. This happened to Professor Nanjundaya sir. It was, I think, when Nanjundaya sir was working in the Vrindavan campus, and it was around Krishnashtami time. Swami was sitting along with Karunyananda garu inside the interview room. And then he was doing Swami's Padaseva. And then spontaneously, Swami started telling Karunyananda garu, see, in a few minutes, Nanjundaya is going to come and he is going to get me so and so such a garland.
Okay.
And then he is going to get me some fruits, and then he is going to worship me, and the entire thing that is going to happen, Swami had explained it to Karunyananda. So immediately after the explanation, there is a message to Swami that Professor Nanjundaya sir is waiting outside and he wants to meet Swami and take his blessings. And then Swami allows him inside. He comes to Swami and he takes, as he is taking Padramaskar, Swami looks at Karunyananda garu and tells, did I not tell you that Nanjundaya is going to come? And then mischievously Swami smiles. And then Nanjundaya sir is so ecstatic that Swami had remembered him. And then he told Swami, this is a great opportunity. Today is Krishnashtami and I had come all the way from Vrindavan. I want to perform my worship to you. And then Swami is so happy with him. And he tells, okay, continue, proceed. And then he gets the same garland which Swami was talking about. He takes the garland and puts it around Swami's neck. And then, Swami, I want to worship you like this. And then he tells Swami, I got a basket full of fruits to you. I want to offer it to you. Swami tells, okay, give. And then Swami, Nanjundaya sir gives it to Swami. And then the most revealing part of this conversation comes up. When I think it's beautiful to directly listen from Professor Nanjundaya sir at this point of time, because the feeling of a devotee that he is worshipping God, how is it corrected by the Lord? What exactly is the way to worship the Lord?
Yes.
Is what Swami tells during this conversation. I think we shall directly listen from Nanjundaya sir.
It was Gokulashtami time, 1974 or 76, not 75, even 75, I don't know. Chitravati river was in spate. Buses are not going in that road. We had to go via Kadri to Puttaparthi. For Gokulashtami function, I and a colleague of mine, we went. And by the time we went, the function was over. Gokulashtami was over. We went to the veranda and asked their people, can we meet Swami? Yes, Swami may be sitting there. Should we mention anything to Swami? Please mention that I have come. Nanjundaya has come. Nanjundaya wants to see you, Swami. Mention. And I said, we will do it, sir. Wait. He went up, told Swami. Swami said, ask him to come up. I went up. There was Swami Karunyananda who was doing Pada Seva. Only one person. Then Swami said, as soon as I stepped in, I told Karunyananda just now, Nanjundaya will be coming with a red basket, flowers and fruits in that. Ask him, he said. I don't need to ask, nor would he tell. It was a fact. It gave me a lot of joy. And Swami Karunyananda, doing Pada Seva, bending down his head, was muttering to himself, just now Swami was telling that you would be coming, you would be getting all these things, etc. After completing this, I just asked Swami, can I garland? Do it, he said, with a lot of enthusiasm. Do it. I garlanded Swami. Swami, there are fruits. Can I keep at your lotus feet? Keep them. I kept the fruits at the lotus feet. It gave me a lot of joy, a thrill. Fruits at the lotus feet. And Swami had already lifted me. I was in the seventh circle somewhere. By then, Swami had sufficiently trained me. I have gone through many ups and downs. Swami has taught me quite a few things. And that was the time when I have to be shaken a little and promoted to another class. He said, I asked Swami, Swami, I bent down and said, Swami, bhakti vakatunte chala. I mean, if we have devotion, would it be sufficient? I was thinking, yes, it would be sufficient. And if you are a devotee, I'll take care of everything. All that was my imagination. And then I told Swami, bhakti vakatunte chala. Swami changed his face suddenly and said, itla bhakti unte. What bhakti? Garlanding Swami, keeping the fruits, and feeling so happy. If that is bhakti, itla bhakti unte, naku talabharam, neeku upayogamaile. Look at the words, chosen words. 100% truth, spiritual truth. He says, you will be a burden to me, I'll be carrying. He doesn't say that I'll not carry you. But it is not useful to you. This kind of devotion is not useful to you.
So after listening to Swami, we feel that only the heart, which is full of love for the Lord, is most important. And all other things are a burden to us and also to Swami.
Yes, and then again, why this whole experience sharing started? Because we're talking about the lotus. Lotus of the heart, which fully blossoms. And because of that, this happens. Mm. And you know, and what should be the extent of the blossoming of the heart? Mm. So that mother or Swami wears it as Padmamalini, or becomes that Pushkarini, where like he becomes the lotus, or she becomes the pond, which is full of those lotuses. You know, there is a very beautiful experience of Swami again, that what is it that makes Lord himself pine for the devotee and think of the devotee? So that should be the fullness of that devotion. Because why we are talking about fullness is the next one, the next word in this verse, Adram Pushkarneem Pushtim. Pushkarneem is one we can say a Pushkarni, a pond, a sacred pond where any devotee can then take bath and get relieved of whatever sins and all that. Second is we can say it's a pond full of lotuses. Lotus is not a normal lotus. No, it's fine. Lotus of the Lord, of the heart of the devotees. And third is Pushkarni. One meaning is that which gives you fullness. So mother is the one which gives you that fullness. And then next word is Pushtim. Why? She is the one who gives fullness because she is full. So Pushtim is she is the one who confers fullness because she herself is full. So then in this case, when we say she is herself full, so what should be the devotion of a devotee? That even the Lord pines for you. And you know, we always hear that the devotee prayed intensely from the bottom of his or her heart and then the Lord manifested. But this is a very interesting experience where Swami thought about a devotee and what happened. I think we should listen to that.
Exactly. This happened to Brother Vinay Kumar. Once again, getting his experience into highlight that the way Swami taught him how exactly one should have that bhava for the Lord. Means here we are talking about on one side compassion in our heart of how mother shows her compassion.
Yeah.
And on the other side we are talking about the heart that has to be offered to God.
Yes.
With fullness of that love towards God.
Mm.
That bhavam, when it is offered, how does God respond to that?
Yes.
So that is highlighted in this particular experience, which we'll listen from Brother Vinay Kumar.
Yes.
It was Ashadi Ekadashi celebrations in Prashanti Nilayam, 2006. I think the artist was Vijay Sharma, was performing. Swami witnessed the entire program. He was so happy with the artist. I think materialized something for her and took pictures and all that. Aarti was accepted. After Aarti was accepted and Swami had to retire back, before that, he calls me inside. This is after Aarti. It's probably nearing 6:40, 6:45 in the evening. And when I went in, Swami said, how did you like the program? So I said, see, when Swami has showered on the artist and created a chain and all that, you have to be at your diplomatic best. So I said, Swami, the program was wonderful. Yen hadidru Swami, eshtu chenagittu Swami. You go on. Swami said, I don't mean any offense to the artist, obviously, because those words came from divinity himself. Swami said, when you sing, there should be bhava. Bhava tumba mukhya, he said. Ragam, talam can be there, but bhava is very important. And Swami sang Payoji Mene that evening. And when I was listening to him singing, as he was singing that bhajan, Mirabai manifested in his hand, the beautiful figurette of Mirabai. And Swami said, Mirabai Bandlo. And he showed. And he said, the love with which she sang for me in that yuga, I remembered her today and she has again appeared. This is what bhava can do to God. This is what the purest feeling from within can do to the Lord. You can attract him only with purity from within. Bhava. So Swami said, this entire yagnam, all the preparations, everything should be done with the purest bhava. And the bhava should be of that metal which Mirabai had for me. So to explain that concept of purity with which the whole yagna should be offered, he created this whole incident to just drive home that one point.
So beautiful, Ganesh. So means if you are such an exalted devotee like Mira, I mean, being exalted is nothing. Actually, Swami says it's not so difficult. You just chant incessantly the Lord's name, automatically everything else comes to you. So if you just have that practice that you just chant his name incessantly, so even Lord will remember you or your kirtan or your bhajan, and then he can make that manifestation of the devotee in front of you. So beautiful. Just going ahead, if you just see that the next verse, Adram Pushkarinim Pushtim Pingalam Padmavalinim. Pingalam is again like, you know, there are so many meanings, and we request the listeners to, we were able to gather 2-3 meanings from what Pingalam is, and then, you know, knowing what Sanskrit language is, there can be multiple number of meanings, and we look forward if there is something else we missed out. We request them to also highlight them and send it back to us. So one of them is the color yellow. Pingala is yellow. And yellow is again, when you think of yellow, it's just a color of fulfillment.
Auspiciousness.
Auspiciousness, then abundance. And then, you know, the vibrancy of a color is so clearly seen in yellow. And then, you know, we had just, last week we had this festival of colors, Holi. And you know, the most vibrant color which we use as gulal, we call it gulal, is yellow, because yellow is something which so easily is able to, you're able to make out. See,
it's very striking.
Striking, you know, we have a purple, you have red, and you cannot miss yellow. Yellow is something which is, and you know, even Swami's, if you say Swami's colors in quotes, if you say those which Swami always uses in all his, whatever edifices he has set up here, you can never forget, you can never miss yellow. Yellow is always there as one part of it. Yellow and purple and pink. These are the three colors he uses. So, you know, we thought of yellow. Yeah, the three colors Swami always uses is yellow, blue and pink. And you cannot miss pink. You cannot miss yellow. And, you know, we can say it's the color of life. Gives you the vibrancy, as I told. And then when we thought of going a little deeper into this color yellow, we found, as I mentioned already, fulfillment and abundance. It's also a harbinger of courage and self-confidence in a person. And then we always say Haridra Ganesha. Means Haridra is turmeric. Turmeric is nothing but yellow in color, and it is again anything auspicious. You know, if you do a guru prav, you do a housewarming ceremony also, and the threshold you nicely
paint it
with turmeric water, and then you put a small shubh labh or om something, everything you write in turmeric in yellow. So that is something which brings auspiciousness to your house and to your life. So here mother is nothing but that force which gives auspiciousness, abundance, self-confidence and courage in your life. So this is one very important aspect of Pingala. And then one more interpretation, one more meaning which comes of Pingala is, you know, to the two nadis which they say are there in the subtle channels in the body, Ida and Pingala. Ida is the passive force, Pingala is the active force, and Pingala is something which has got the sun element, which corresponds to the right nostril of a human being, and the left brain, the analytical, the thinking brain. So in this aspect, if you consider, you'll always feel that the one which energizes you, the one which gives you that impetus to do action in life,
the Kriya Shakti,
in a human being is Pingala, is the right nostril, or the Pingala Nadi, which we call it. So again, like just going back to the old, just the first point of being color yellow, the courage and self-confidence and the drive to do anything is given by Pingala. And Pingala is nothing but a name of mother in this case. And the third one is what we found was the color of honey. You know, honey is, when we talk about honey, it is sweetness. You know, there are so many experiences where, you know, I think if you remember, you can even narrate that Swami used to take devotees to Chitravati sands, and then he'll make a small mound of sand there, and then he'll just remove this mound, and there'll be one vessel with hot, you know, you're serving ready, and then when they, with lot of surprise, curiosity, the devotees will wait for what it is, and then when Swami puts it in everyone's palm, they'll find a sweet smelling Amritam or honey, and it will be like so otherworldly that they will all get lost in that taste and smell of it. So honey is nothing but sweetness. That's one thing. And then even in the Bible, they say that sweetness of honey is used as a metaphor for delight. You know, someone gets delight by thinking of something. Someone gets that ananda or the bliss of thinking of something. That is honey. For that expression, they use a symbolism of honey in this case. So Pingala is, you know, when if you just summarize all these traits or virtues which you just mentioned. So Pingala is that aspect of mother which gives us fulfillment, abundance, courage, self-confidence, the drive to do an action, Kriya Shakti, and the sweetness and delight. So all these traits, all these qualities are signified by the word Pingala.
Actually, Bhargav, if you now connect all these meanings of Pingala, the beautiful thing that I am able to make out is, see, for taking up any activity, first you need to have the self-confidence, that utsaham, sahasam, dairyam, buddhi, shakti, parakramam. Swami talks of that.
Yes.
So, when you are embarking upon some journey or taking up some activity, first you need to have self-confidence.
Correct.
That you can achieve this. And then you should have that drive that, yes, I will do this. That willpower, that kriya shakti for doing that particular activity. So, here, when the Pingala is relating to honey, the color of honey. So, how does honey come? When you just go back to that, the effort that is put by all the honeybees to gather all the nectar from the flowers and then make it into a beautiful honeycomb. The effort that is put in doing a particular activity, the fruit of which we enjoy, the happiness that we get, the contentment or the satisfaction that we derive out of completing a particular activity.
Correct.
That exactly Pingala is
so beautiful,
compared to.
And not only that, probably finally after doing all this, I have the drive, I have the self-confidence, I have the motivation, I have the courage. But you know, again, we had discussed this once before also, that when we offer it back to him, saying that it is you who has given me this Kriya Shakti, you have given me the self-confidence, that courage to embark on this journey, then it gets the fulfillment which we are talking about. And then once that fulfillment is achieved, then you get abundance, you know, abundance of everything. You get the physical wealth, the spiritual wealth, the mental peace, everything becomes second nature for you.
I think that is nothing but pushtim.
Yeah, and there it goes back to pushtim. Yes. So beautifully all these points are interconnected. And then when you have that fulfillment and you have abundance and you have that the drive to do something, automatically ardram, the compassion, comes into you, because that is her nature. You know, mother is, I think we will come to that in the next stanza. It comes, she is the sovereign of the whole universe. She has got everything
under her control.
She's just like, she can command and do anything. Still, she comes to our level with her compassion and blesses us. So that is what we should learn. Like, this is a very sweet lesson which we should try to see from this aspect of mother.
So now, when we talk of pushtim, we shall now go back to Swami again.
Yeah.
There are, Swami describes devotees or the jivas, human beings, as three kinds of people.
Very interesting. Okay.
I think we shall directly listen from Swami what these three categories mean.
Prema Swarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
ఈ విశాల ప్రపంచమునందు
ఇన్ దిస్ వాస్ట్ వరల్డ్
అనంతమైనటువంటి ఈ జనసమూహమునందు
ఇన్ దిస్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ హ్యుమానిటీ
మూడు రకములైనటువంటి మానవులు జీవిస్తున్నారు.
వి కమ్ అక్రాస్ త్రీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇండివిజువల్స్.
మొదటి తరగతి మానవుడు పుష్టి జీవుడు.
ద ఫస్ట్ కేటగిరీ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ పుష్టి జీవాస్.
రెండో తరగతి వారు సమష్టి జీవులు.
ద సెకండ్ క్లాస్ ఆర్ సమిష్టి జీవాస్.
మూడవ తరగతి వారు ప్రవాహ జీవులు.
థర్డ్ కేటగరీ ప్రవాహ జీవులు.
మొదటి తరగతి వారి యొక్క పరిస్థితి చాలా విచిత్రమైనటువంటిది.
ది కండిషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫస్ట్ కేటగరీ ది పీపుల్ ఈజ్ వెరీ మిస్టీరియస్.
ఈ పుష్టిజీవులు జన్మాంతర సుకృతము చేత జన్మించి,
పుష్టి జీవాస్ ఆర్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ హియర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద మెరిటోరియస్ డీడ్స్ దే డిడ్ ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్.
ఎట్టి సాధనలు చేయకపోయినప్పటికీ,
విదౌట్ అండర్టేకింగ్ ఎనీ స్పిరిచువల్ పర్సూట్,
ఎట్టి శాస్త్ర విచారణ జరిగిన తెలియనప్పటికీ,
విదౌట్ ఎనీ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది స్పిరిచువల్
వేద శాస్త్ర ఇతిహాస పురాణములు చదవనప్పటికీ,
దో దే డోంట్ రీడ్ ఎనీ సీక్రెట్ టెక్స్ట్,
ఏ పెద్దల యొక్క దర్శన స్పర్శన సంభాషణలు కలగకపోయినప్పటికీ,
దో దే హావ్ నాట్ బీన్ ఎనీ టైమ్ టు ఎనీ నోబుల్ సోల్ ఆర్ సెయింట్,
అట్టి వారిని భగవంతుడు ప్రేమిస్తుంటాడు.
దే ఆర్ లవ్డ్ బై గాడ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్.
దీనికి మూల కారణము,
ద మెయిన్ కాజ్,
పూర్వ జన్మముల యొక్క సుకృతమే,
ఈజ్ ద మెరిట్ ఆఫ్ ద పాస్ట్ లైఫ్.
ఆ సుకృతము యొక్క ప్రభావం చేత భగవత్ యొక్క అనుగ్రహానికి పాత్రుడై,
it is the merit of the past that made him deserve God's grace now.
భగవంతుని యొక్క ఆనందమును అనుభవిస్తూ,
experiences divine bliss,
భగవత్ ప్రేమలో లోలులాడుతూ,
and dances in delight in God's joy,
జీవితమును ప్రశాంతమైన జీవితంగా గడుపుతుంటారు,
and spends a peaceful life.
దీనికి ఎట్టి సాధనలు చేయనక్కర్లేదు.
No spiritual endeavor is required.
వంట పూర్తి అయిన తర్వాత కట్టెలతో పదేముంది?
After the cooking is over, why do you need firewood?
అదే విధంగాని
అనేక
జన్మలు యందు ఈ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి సుకృతిని పొందినటువంటి మానవుడికి మరొక సాధన లక్కర్లేదు.
Likewise, all the merit accrued in the past lives, like the firewood, he does not need any kind of spiritual path now.
కనుక బాహ్య దృష్టితో చూచినప్పుడు ఇతను ఎట్టి సాధనలు చేయలేదు.
Externally speaking, we don't see any wisdom in
him. సత్సంగమును చేరలేదు.
He is not in the company of the good.
ఇట్టి వ్యక్తి యొక్క ప్రభావము పూర్వ జన్మ సుకృతం యొక్క ప్రభావమే.
All these good effects are because of the merit of the past life.
అట్టి వారి జీవితమే నిజమైనటువంటి జీవితం.
That is the true life.
అట్టి వారి ఆనందమే బ్రహ్మానందము.
The joy of such people is the supreme bliss.
అది నిత్యానందము.
Eternal bliss.
అది అద్వైతానందము.
Non-dual bliss.
అది పరమానందము.
That is supreme bliss.
ఇట్టి పరమానందమునకు పాత్రుడైనటువంటి మా వ్యక్తి,
the person recipient of such blissful state,
ఈ ప్రపంచమనందు ఈ బాహ్యమైనటువంటి జగత్తునందు ఎట్టి సాధనలు చేయనక్కర్లేదు.
Does not need to undertake any spiritual pursuit externally.
ఇంకా రెండవ తరగతి వాడు,
ద సెకండ్ కేటగరీ,
తన యొక్క జీవితములో,
ఇన్ హిస్ లైఫ్ టైమ్,
అనేక శాస్త్ర ఇతిహాస పురాణములు చదువుతుంటాడు.
హీ రీడ్స్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ ది సీక్రెట్ టెక్స్ట్ లైక్ ఎపిక్స్ అండ్ సో ఆన్.
అనేక విషయాన్ని గుర్తిస్తుంటాడు.
హీ రికగ్నైజెస్ సెవెరల్ ట్రూత్స్.
బాహ్యమైన జగత్తునందు తన పేరు ప్రతిష్టలకై అనేక విధమైనటువంటి పాటలు పడుతుంటాడు.
హీ వర్క్స్ హార్డ్, స్ట్రగుల్స్ టు ఎర్న్ రెప్యుటేషన్, నేమ్ అండ్ ఫేమ్.
ఇతను పాండిత్యమును పొందినటువంటి వాడుగా ఉంటాడు.
హీ ఈజ్ ఎ స్కాలర్ ఫర్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్.
గొప్ప కీర్తిని ఆర్జిస్తూ వస్తుంటాడు.
ఈజ్ ఎ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ రెప్యుటేషన్.
కానీ
యట్
ఇట్టి గ్రంథ పరిచయం చేత,
the textual information,
ee pandita prabhavyam cheta,
the scholarship aida,
daiva anugrahanki e matramo guri kaakapothunnadu,
doesn't make him deserve God's grace.
daiva anugraham leyinappudu enni chadavulu chadivi prayojanam emti?
Without God's grace, why should we read? That's all.
Jeevitamanta chadutune pothunte chadivinatundi dani aacharyamlo pettedi eppudu?
When we go on reading lifetime, when are you going to practice it?
ఇట్టి వారి యొక్క పరిస్థితి కేవలము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క కాలం వ్యర్థం చేయటమే.
వీ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్ అమౌంటింగ్ టు వేస్ట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్.
అనేక గ్రంథములు చదువుతూ ఉంటారు.
దే రీడ్ మెనీ బుక్స్.
అనేక మంది మహనీయులను దర్శిస్తుంటారు.
దే గో టు నోబుల్ సోల్స్.
అనేక సమావేశంలో పాల్గొంటుంటారు.
దే పార్టిసిపేట్ ఇన్ కాంగ్రిగేషన్.
కానీ ఎన్నిటి ఎందు పాల్గొన్నప్పటికీ,
in spite of participation,
అనుగ్రహమునకు మాత్రం అత్యంత దూరంగా ఉంటాడు.
They are far off from God's grace.
కారణం,
why?
తన హృదయములో భగవద్భావము లేదు.
In his heart, there is no divine feeling.
Grantha parichayam maatrame amitanga salpukuntu
he is based on the bookish information.
He is superficial knowledge ga jeevisthuntadu.
He leads life relying on superficial knowledge.
Ilanti jeevitamunaku shanti annadi chaala dooramu.
Such a life is far from peace.
Kanuka idi rendava taragati vaari yokka paristhiti.
This is the plight of the second category of individuals.
Inga moodava taragati vaari yokka paristhiti ee vidhanga untundi.
Then what is the position of third class of people?
Eppudu choochinappudigini ప్రాప్తమైన జగత్తును గురించి భౌతికమైన జగత్తును గురించి విచారించటము.
ఆల్ ద టైమ్ దే గాన్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ మండేన్ టెంపరల్ వరల్డ్.
దేహమునకు సంబంధించినటువంటి అనుకూలములు మాత్రమే తాను ఆశిస్తుంటాడు.
దే ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ అండ్ వర్క్ ఫార్ బాడీ కంఫర్ట్స్ అండ్ కన్వీనియన్సెస్.
భౌతికమైనటువంటి వాంఛలు మాత్రమే ఆశిస్తుంటాడు.
దే వాంట్ ద ఫిజికల్ డిజైర్స్ టు బి ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి వ్యక్తి
such a person
kalayendaina kudunu daivani smarinchadu
will not think of God even in his dream.
Kontha mandi dushtulu kudanu sankatam vaste vengatramanani kashta samayam undanna kudanu bhagavantuni smaristaru.
We find wicked people thinking of God in times of difficulties.
Kali pravaha jeevulu etti paristhitulu endukudunu daivamuni ye maatramu chintincharu.
The third class of people pravaha jeevas will never think of God any time.
ఇలాంటి పరిస్థితి కలిగినటువంటి మానకి
మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ టైప్
గతియే లేదు.
నో డెస్టినేషన్ ఎట్ ఆల్.
ఇలాంటి మానవుడు తిరిగి పునరపి జననం పునరపి మరణం ఈ ప్రవాహంలో కొట్టుకుని పోతుంటాడు.
సచ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ బోర్న్ టు బి ఆర్ షూర్ టు బి బోర్న్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్.
యు నో వాట్ గణేష్, వెన్ యు టోల్డ్ మీ ఫస్ట్ ఇనిషియలీ అబౌట్ పుష్టి జీవాస్, ఐ థాట్ దీస్ ఆర్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ eat nicely and are healthy. But Swami is mentioning about those who are healthy in the spiritual sense. Mm-hmm. They have that you know, that mine of spiritual wealth with them. And it is such that surrender or sharanagati comes naturally to them. Mm-hmm. So that is what the pushti jiva is. So here the pushti is that spiritual wealth, you know, there's one more interpretation, there's one more aspect to it. Pushti is not only fullness. Once you get the fullness, that fullness will automatically give you that sharanagati, that just you just offer everything so naturally, so spontaneously to the Lord. So that is what pushti jiva or pushti bhakti is.
So now when we talk of pushti, there is one mention of a slokam. యాదేవి సర్వభూతేషు పుష్టి రూపేణ సంస్థిత నమస్తస్యై 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 నమో నమః. సో ద వన్ హూ గివ్స్ నరిష్మెంట్ ఆర్ ఫుల్నెస్ టు ది ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్, టు ఆల్ ది ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది క్రియేషన్, షీ ఈజ్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ ద మదర్ గాడెస్.
యు నో బిఫోర్ దిస్ ఎపిసోడ్ ఐ యూస్ టు థింక్ పుష్టి ఈజ్ యు నో ద ఫిజికల్ నరిష్మెంట్, that means the food, the clothing, the shelter, which
is all superficial and relating only to the bodily aspect.
So yeah, that's also important. Swami says that's also important, but we have all, at least I used to think that the pushti is only this. But you know, today after listening to what Swami has told in his discourse, so sweetly he has mentioned such a profound truth that pushti jeevis or pushti bhakti is not only something related to the body only. It is that fullness, that nourishment, that health of the mind, so that it spontaneously offers everything to the Lord. So that is what is actual pushti jeevis.
And Swami gives the example of pushti jeevis as Prahalada and Radha, who were like totally connected to the Lord, who had never wasted even a single moment of their life without taking the Lord's name.
Mm.
That was so spontaneous for them, and such is the blessing that is granted upon by God to the pushti jivas. Because as Swami told, over the ages, over their births, they have accrued all the punyam, so that in this particular birth, when they are expressing their devotion towards the Lord, it is so natural to them.
You know, I'm just tempted to add, you know, we chant Udaka Shanti mantram on Sundays. This one, two small verses come in that. They're so special, like so apt. This yatah kshranti sindhavah తాసా ఆం త్వా సర్వా సాగుం రుచ మీన్స్ యు నో ద వే రివర్ స్పాంటేనియస్లీ గోస్ అండ్ మీట్స్ ద సీ యు నో వితౌట్ యు నో విత్ ఇన్ ఇన్హిబిషన్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ పుట్ ఎనీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్స్టికల్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ బోల్డర్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ మౌంటైన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ టైప్ ఆఫ్ అన్ ఆబ్స్టికల్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఇట్ సమ్హౌ మేనేజెస్ అండ్ గోస్ అండ్ మీట్స్ ద సీ విచ్ ఇస్ అవర్ ఫైనల్ డెస్టినేషన్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే వాట్ ఎవర్ I feel is dear to me or something which is special to me. With that spontaneity, with that ease, I should offer it to you, Lord. Is that verse which comes in that. So that is what Pushti Bhakti is. You know, you should be able to offer anything which you feel so dear to you, so spontaneously to the Lord.
So I think with these few words, we shall bring this class to a close because we are running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in the next episode, we shall just touch upon the other two aspects that Swami is talking of, the Maryada or the Samanya and the Pravaha Jivas. And then we shall go into the next aspect of Ardram Pushkaranim Pushtim, Pingalam Padmamalinim, Chandram Hiranmayim Lakshmim, Jata Vedo Mahabaha, and then proceed to Ardram Yakkaranim Yashtim, Suvarnam Hemamalinim, Suryam Hiranmayim Lakshmim, Jatavedo Mahavaha. So again, we request the listeners to write their feedback, share their thoughts and ideas to listener@ssmediacenter.org or WhatsApp it to 9393258258. And with a humble prayer again to Swami that every thought and every word, every deed should be His inspiration, we shall conclude today's class with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram.
యదక్షరపరభ్రష్టం మాత్రాహీనం తు యద్భవేత్ తత్సర్వం శమ్యతాం దేవా నారాయణ నమోస్తుతే విసర్గబిందుమాత్రాణి పదపాదాక్షరాణి చ న్యూనాని చాతిరిక్తాని క్షమస్వ సాయీశ్వర అపరాధసహస్రాణి క్రియంతే హర్నిషన్మయా దాసోయమితి మాం మత్వా క్షమస్వ సాయీశ్వర అన్యథా శరణం నాస్తి త్వమేవ శరణం మమ తస్మాత్ కారుణ్యభావేన రక్షరక్ష సాయీశ్వర హరిః ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీ సాయి ఈశ్వరార్పణమస్తు.
ఫ్రమ్ అ ఫ్యూ మొమెంట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ నౌ యూ విల్ బి లిస్నింగ్ టు ది శ్రీ సత్య సాయి దివ్య సందేశ్ చరి ద తెలుగు లైవ్ సెగ్మెంట్. సాయిరామ్, హ్యాపీ లిస్నింగ్. స్టే ట్యూన్ టు ఏషియా స్ట్రీమ్.